It reminds me of when I made my mom cry watching a movie. We went to see I Am Legend together, and it was right when my dog Shaq died. Shaquille, Reggie, Pongo, Brooks, O'Neal, Gillis. What up? R.I.P. And I wanted to name him Pongo when I was a kid.
It's a good name.
Pongo's a great name for it.
Shaq's a great name.
Yeah. But Pongo?
Where'd you get Pongo from?
It was 101 Dalmatians.
That's a good name.
Yeah, Pongo.
Yeah.
I used to love 101 Dalmatians. But that was like the first time I swore, too. I remember it. I remember where I was, too.
You cursed during 101 Dalmatians?
No, I wanted to name Shaq 100. I wanted to name him Pongo.
Yeah.
And the whole family, we were in the van.
Of course.
And everybody agreed Shaq. And my dad, somebody wanted Reggie Brooks, which is hilarious. To name a dog Red. He was a running back at Notre
Dame. Exactly.
Fucking Reggie Brooks.
That's awesome.
I remember I got out when I didn't get my way. I was like crying and I stood in the doorway of the garage and everyone was still getting out of the car. And I turned around and I said, fucking Shaq's an asshole name. Ran in and cried. I said, Shaq's an asshole name. But we were watching I Am Legend. And
so you got some payback.
Years later. This is Shaq was old. It was 16 years later. 16 years later, we put Shaq down and we're sitting there. And I was sitting next to my mom. And it was at the scene where Will Smith's killing his dog.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom loved Shaq. And my mom, Shaq fucking loved my mom.
Really?
He was the only person he liked.
Oh my God.
Only person he listened to and liked. And then she put him down earlier that week. Mm-hmm. We went out to see a movie. And while he was killing his German Shepherd in the movie, I was just like, I just leaned over to my mom and I was like, this is like you and Shaq. I did the same thing. I just watched her heartbreak and she was like, that was really mean. And started crying. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Did you guys make up?
Yeah, we made up.
Yeah, I know you guys are beefing.
Oh, no. I haven't talked to her since we were beefing.
What? You haven't called her back?
I should probably call her.
Call your mom.
Well, that's because she does the mom thing. And that's what made me think of it, too. It was like, whenever you say something mean to her, she's like, that was really mean.
Oh, I couldn't, dude.
Just starts crying. I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, we're going to debut our first full length through there.
Wow. So yesterday, your fucking dog died.
My dog died.
And you got signed to a record.
Dude, it was very, very weird. Because I was really excited because we were going to like announce the signing within like a few hours. My dad comes home and he's like, I think we got to do it. And I was like, oh, God. And then we called the vet and they're like, the only spot we have is within the next 10 minutes.
Oh, damn,
so,
dude,
it all just like steamrolled, dude.
So you had to like speed on the way there?
To kill your fucking dog?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. That's so sad. I've done it before.
It was a huge bummer.
On the table when you get to like talk to him for a little bit. Like,
yeah, dude, it was
I cried,
sorry,
man.
Dude, I would cry right now.
We lost Maggie. It fucked me up, man. I was sad. I had to go down there and I was just like, Jesus.
Thankfully, I've only really ever had one dog. We had Buckus when I was real young. Named after Dick Buckus. He was a great dog, according to my dad. But I was too young. So when he died, I remember it. He, like, shit in the house, and it was, like, diarrhea, and it was sad because he was, like...
It was so old,
And it was like, fuck, they got to kill him. But I didn't care. I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then when my last dog died, Shaq, he died when I was at college. So, like, I'd already been gone for, like, a year, and I knew he was old. So when they were like, we're going to put him down, I was like, all right. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Right.
It was kind of a surreal moment, but I still wasn't like that affected.
Yeah.
Then my cat died.
That got me.
For some reason, my cat, because the cat like I had since I was in like 8th grade, and then it died.
It died.
And I was a little like, I was with my college roommates and I was like, I'm fine. And then I went for a walk around the block and I cried.
Oh,
and I was
man.
Like, everything sucks. It's like, I fucking love that cat.
Dude, it blows my mind how close you could be to something that can't even talk back to you.
This fucking dog that my girlfriend has now, I fucking...
Yeah, man.
If the idea of him laying on a table is just
it's the worst.
Devastating.
It sucks, dude. I think about my dog from my old marriage every now and again. The other night, last weekend, I thought about it Friday, and I was like, looking at pictures on Instagram of it, and I just like cried silently next to Brittany. I was just like...
Damn, dude. Caitlin, my girlfriend, got really good boyfriend insurance with that fucking dog.
Oh, dude.
I cannot break up with her now.
I mean, dude,
that dog is...
Yeah.
That's basically a girl proposing.
Yeah, it is.
She's like, I got this puppy. Look at this fucking dog. I'm like, yes.
I'm telling you, man. It's me and Brittany were broken up, but she got Matilda. And, you know, we live together now, so.
Listen, all our female listeners out there, if you want to lock it down, buy a fucking dog.
The risk is
you get left in the dust. And now you're stuck with this dog that you resent.
But then again, you can always take it to the vet.
You could always do what moonwalkers yeah. did and just the put your fucking dog away, down. The moonwalker way is to kill your
right
dog.
When something big happens, like, I don't need you anymore.
Well, no. You could. No, you can dog, do dude. Is to foster a dog and don't tell your boyfriend. You have a foster dog. That way, if he leaves, you can be like, all right, back to the shelter. Get the fuck out of
back
here.
Back to the kill shelter.
Yeah.
You sweet. No, but this dog, like, he's the best fucking dog.
I know.
He's a sleepy guy. So, like, he snuggles.
Yeah.
He sleeps, like, with you. And, like, last night, me and my girlfriend were watching the movie It. Mm. It was all right.
The new
old
one?
Old one or new one, yeah.
The new one. Kind of fucking sucked.
Really?
But
did they show the child orgy?
No.
That was in the book.
It's not, I don't think
there's
it's
a child
as,
orgy in the book?
Yeah.
I don't think it's as based on the book okay. as the previous one. But also, I forgot I watched it before. I saw it in theater and I fell asleep. Because I hated it that much.
Really?
So then I was like, I'm pretty sure I liked this. We should rent this movie. And then like midway through it, I was like, I fell asleep.
Not scared
I missed this
clowns.
Whole part. It wasn't very scary, the movie. Yeah. I don't know.
When I was little, it scared me.
But anyway, there was a nice, the dog was, she always fucking cuddles with the dog mm-hmm. on the couch. And he falls asleep like with his head nestled into you, which is adorable. But whenever I'm home, I'm like, let me fucking, you get him every night.
Give me
so
dog.
We just pass him back and forth. Like, and he's just fucking dead asleep. It's the best.
Awesome.
Sorry man. You had to put your dog down.
Nah, it's all good, man. Hey, it happens.
You got
know?
Some good news, dude. So how does that process work? They basically
my dad's compound stories are fucking.
It's got to be in.
I think
back
I've told a bunch,
too.
But just like they were fucking savages. All they did was fight.
Yeah.
All they did was fight. Him and his their dad was fucking nuts. I think I've told this. My grandpa was fucking insane. Like got in fist fights constantly.
Really?
Yeah. I think he had a heart attack. I mean,
that's how
old, doomed,
a lot
dude.
Of all great men go.
He fought, like, I think to the point where people were like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy person that lives down,
that's
by,
so
the,
fucking
down
funny.
By the creek, down by the Canada Gwinnett.
That's just a good boy down there raising
cats.
His boys.
Threw,
dude.
I know I told this.
That's hilarious.
My grandpa threw a fucking bag of cats into the creek, and then they hit the dam. And it broke open, and he said, like, three cats crawled back, and he was like, they can stay.
He's literally...
Yeah, the cats...
That's literally... That happened.
The cats at the compound were an issue.
Your fucking grandfather was the judge, dude.
They had a horse. I think I've said this. The horse, like, trampled on cats in their fucking barn.
Oh, my God.
My dad started the lawnmower once, and there was a cat in it.
Oh.
Like, just cats everywhere.
Of course, you're throwing them in the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like... Hitting your kids and hitting your dogs became, like, pretty synonymously, like, no-go in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, dude, it
yeah,
was
my
like...
Dad, my dad punched dogs in the head,
know,
dude.
It was
my dad punched my sister's dog recently in the fucking head. Punched it in the head.
It was... That's...
Closed fist, top of the dog head, punch.
Dude, that's a... that now is a... What the fuck's it called? That's a non-expungible crime now. Cruelty to animals. So if you get caught like fucking kicking a dog real hard, that never comes off your record. You have to go to get jobs and yeah. like, well, what were you convicted of? And be like,
I kicked
a dog in 92. It's like it never comes off.
Oh man.
Unless you'd have to plea, you'd have to go to like your current, like your court, a county, whatever, whoever charged you and be like, for 10, I think you need like 10 years of good behavior and you can plea to get it removed.
Like I haven't kicked a dog in 10 years, please.
I've shaken a couple noogies.
Shook a fucking turtle, like please.
But yeah, dude, I used to see dogs get their asses kicked. There was
really?
Like a dog. Yeah,
one
of my cousin's house.
If, that's terrible.
If one of my uncles came home and just saw the dog, for some reason the dog wasn't allowed in the kitchen, we'd be like sitting there fucking around. He'd be like, God damn it. And dude, full on just fucking like NFL kickoff. Just like, boom, boom, kick it. And the dog was like, and scramble out.
Oh, man.
Just beating the fuck. It was daily, dude.
Seeing a dog get hurt is really rough.
When I was little, it's funny though, but when you're like eight, you're just like, dog was in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like I cry.
Dog was in the kitchen.
I get hit all the time and I cry. I understand what that
yeah.
is. But yeah, now.
I was more so just looking like, fucking dog better not come in this kitchen again, bro. Yeah, fuck yeah, it. That's yeah. all in my head I thought at the time. Now I'd be like, dude, did you have to fucking kick the fuck? Dude,
yeah.
This was full on just like, I said, get this fuck beat. You know, but back then, you're an old man, dude. You come home, you're stressed, you see the dog, you go, oh yeah.
Yeah, you're the one.
I'm giving this to
you. You and my wife, someone's
getting
it.
That was the point of dogs for a long time.
Yeah, the woman would buy a dog and be like, huh? Look at this punching bag.
Oh, the dog chewed a sock. What about this, dude? Yeah. Fuck you. You whore. The lady's just like, yeah, I'm great. Yeah.
It's like, I know you emailed that fucking doctor. It's the golden retriever. Yeah, that's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, they're just there to like clean up scraps in the kitchen and just absorb booted kicks, just fucking like poof.
Now that my girlfriend's, now that I have a dog, kind of.
Yeah.
I do. But it's like,
get a couple good ones in on it?
No, it's like, now I'm like really, like, if I see an animal die or something, I'm like, ah, oh, man.
Yeah, it'll bum
you have
me
a
out.
Lot more compassion about it. It's and true. Empathy. Like,
yeah, I love my dog. I have two dogs. I love them. But, dude, it's like, they get out of line.
You still fucking rough
them up a little.
I'll
smack their butts, dude. If they're bad, I'll smack their butts.
You strangled that dog in front of me.
Who?
No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. You grabbed Tony by her neck, and she, like, by the back
of
her neck.
Oh, by her scruff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was just laying there. Dude, Jax popped up.
I love my fucking dog. And if a dog hurt it, I'd be in. My sister got in a fight at the dog park.
Dude, I'm ready to fight.
Her dog.
I walk in there, like, say something, ready to fight.
Her dog was fighting another dog, and she jumped in and broke it up and was, like, in the dirt with him, like, breaking it up.
That's hilarious.
That is fucking great. Yeah, if another dog, while I'm with Finn at the dog park, if another dog shows up, I'm like, I don't even feel like dealing with this.
Really?
It's not going to talk to this other person.
Yeah.
And be like, if they start fighting or whatever, it's just like, yeah. He has a friend, though. He has a dog that he loves.
Okay.
And they chill.
Yeah.
They got to hang out yesterday.
That's chill.
That was nice.
It's
so funny when he sees it. The other dog's name is Bean. And when he sees it, he gets so fucking. If you mention Bean, he's like.
Yeah.
He like starts looking outside. He's like, holy fuck, Bean's here.
They get stoked, dude. They do develop buddies.
Yeah, but his buddy's Bean.
Yeah, my dog right now has
another small black dog. They're both little black dogs.
Yeah, that's
they
another.
They run
yeah.
around together. It's really funny.
Well, that's the thing too, because it's like
they're Crips. I can talk some more dogs.
I can talk dogs all day, dude. So
you gotta chill with Finn. Finn's becoming a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a fucking dickhead though.
I'll train him.
Caitlin does not discipline him at all.
Yeah,
like when he sees people, he's excited, so he jumps up at him.
Yeah,
and obviously people hate that. But he doesn't do anything
Some
bad.
Some people do. It's
he
like,
doesn't do anything bad. He looks a lot older than he is. He's less than a year.
Yeah.
But he looks old.
So he jumps up on you and people
he
are
jumps.
Like
when I took him out, he jumped up on this guy and he was like, oh, it's a puppy. Like then you can tell.
But I don't understand why people get so mad about that. When a dog jumps up on me, I'm always just like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Well, they scratch you sometimes and it's like, whose fucking dog is this? Like,
yeah, I have a weird thing too though. Like
if it's an ugly dog, I'm like, get out of here.
I love it. Yeah, when dogs like jump up on me, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, dogs are great. But yeah, you do have a point of pride in you that you're like, dogs love me.
True. They do too.
They like you just as much as they like anyone else.
All right. I mean, we'll see, but that is funny. We'll see. When I'm at the park, sometimes like a random dog will come and like lean against me and I just like look around like, you guys see this? You guys want to check this out? Sure you want to kick me out?
Oh my god. Good stuff.
Oh man, that was fun.
So I really liked it. I did no stand up while I was up there.
You just went up there, stuff?
Established my shit.
Yeah,
I did the bonfire on Wednesday. That
oh,
was
so
pretty
you did
fun.
A podcast.
Yeah, I did. Well, I wouldn't call it a podcast. I'd call it Comedy Central Radio on Sirius XM.
Ooh, didn't know.
Very nice.
Wasn't slamming you.
Why don't you give me some fucking put respect on it?
That's fucking tight. Though.
No, Big Jay Oakerson was filming his Netflix special, so they were
in
like,
the boy,
they were
dude.
Like, yeah, we need a co-host.
You hired the devil's double, dude.
Here he comes. Here comes Big Shane Oakerson. And no, it was so fun. I mean, me and Soder are pretty, like, we have a pretty good, similar sense of humor. So we were allowed to just fuck around.
Yeah.
Like, it was basically like, it would
exactly,
be like you and me.
You know the guy.
Going on and just being like, oh, like talking shit.
Well, it's weird when you first start doing podcasts and you're essentially doing podcasts with people you don't know at all. And it's like, that was always weird to me.
Yeah, if you don't know anyone, it's tough to get a good, like we were making fun of this dog that got eaten by a crocodile.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever
that's awesome.
Ever seen. The
and
dog got eaten
it's
by
live
a crocodile,
too, right?
Steven.
Yeah, is it live?
Yeah.
See,
live.
That's always fun as fuck too.
Yeah.
What's fun about that?
What's fun about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just fucking around.
Juices, dude.
You get it going.
No, wait, the video itself?
Oh, the dog. Explain the circumstances of what happened.
All right, so it was a crocodile. It was in Australia and this guy who owned like a restaurant or something that people would come watch him feed this crocodile that he named Casey. He would throw chicken off his deck and the crocodile would come up and eat it. And then when the crocodile was supposedly full, he would send down his little terrier dog, this little Yorkie named Pippa. and it would run and bite the crocodile and chase it back into the water. And the crocodile's huge. Yeah. And this is a little dog like biting its tail and barking at it, and it runs away. So it was like this fun trick that everybody loved. And this Australian dude would do it all the time, like daily, for 10 years. 10 years this fucking Pippa was biting Casey the crocodile.
Yeah.
And then one day, old Casey had enough. But the audio, you would think it's sad until you hear an Australian dude. It's like, oh, go get her, Pippa. No! It's so fucking funny. He's like, oh, fuck! The dog just goes straight into the water.
It is pretty fucking funny.
And then it's just placid. The water, like, Pippa's just gone. Like, it's literally an instant.
Just one little bubble pops
out. Where this guy's just standing on his deck with a bunch of people behind him, like, oh
my God, like, all right. I mean, imagine what an asshole you look like after you're doing this trick there. And someone just comes out to watch an alligator eat your dog. I am so sorry about that.
And navigating those emotions, your dog just got eaten?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I mean,
it's his. He can't... I mean, of course, you're devastated, but you got to be like...
You got to not love your dog that much, fault. Though, to train your dog to bite crocodiles.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, if... See that Finny sleeping over there on that bed? If anything happened to him, I'd be...
Yeah, you wouldn't devastated. Like, train him to bite a crocodile.
I would never... I was watching him go after those mouse traps yesterday. I was worried.
He's breaking your heart.
Last thing I want is that dog to get hurt.
Yeah. But yeah, that guy didn't love that dog. He didn't love that dog, dude. He didn't love Pippa.
No, Pippa.
Pippa was a fucking tool.
Pippa, no. I've just been saying that, like, any instant of something going wrong. I'm just like, oh! Pippa, no! Oh! But yeah, it was fun. New York was fun. And
to me, I'm like, this is insane. This is so much fun right now.
Yes!
Best is throwing them around in the pool.
Oh, my dude. Just
tossing kids around.
Love tossing
a kid.
It's the
best thing in the world.
That's great.
It is!
You like it?
Yeah, because I'd be going out every Sunday with my niece and nephew.
Oh, I saw that video you posted.
Yeah, and but with Jake now, he's a three, but he's very comfortable around me. So, like, when we're in the pool, he's like, I want to go under. So he let me be the first one to take him under.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was so cool. And then, but now, like, I'm just throwing him.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, he's still doing his splashies with his poof.
it's amazing watching how much fun they have with shit. Just like, sitting somewhere and talking. They're, like, completely, when they go under their, like, babble, the five-year-old is talking to me.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, wow, cool, And dude, she's talking to me for, like, 'cause her mom was just like, here, please take her.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Because that shit gets old.
Non-stop.
That
dribble,
mom was
dude.
Happy to be like, all right.
They would look over every now and again and laugh and see her, like, and I haven't told me about her dog, like, 50 times. My dog is white and black.
That's
and
like me great. With Finn, dude. I keep looking over there and be like, look at him. Look at how
it's
cute
that guy
is. It's true.
For the listener, Finn brings Shane an enormous amount of joy.
I know. It's weird.
It's not weird. It's great.
I love animals.
Yeah. It's your father reflexes, dude. They're kicking in right now. It's like how if a duck's born and doesn't see an adult, it latches. Yeah. You're just imprinting on him.
Yeah.
Happens to me with my two dogs, dude.
Yeah.
I come in, tuck them in at night. I'm like, good night, guys.
You're good boys.
You guys are good dogs. Trying real hard here.
Oh, man. No, I was watching Sopranos with Chris, and he always makes fun of me for being like Tony when it comes to, like, being a dickhead to everyone. But then, like, I see an animal, and I'm like, look at that guy. I love that dog.
That's hilarious. I love that when the therapist keeps bringing up the ducks. He's like, stop talking about the fucking ducks.
Don't talk about my fucking ducks. Oh, man. So, that's what I was kind of getting to. So, the movie's fucking silent. Like, while you're in there, it's dead quiet, a lot of the scenes.
Ooh.
So, like, if I, like, touched a wrapper or a drink or something, I'd see my fucking girlfriend's head look over at me. I'm like, dude, I was like, you're worse than those fucking monsters.
That's hilarious.
I was like, you're a fucking sound hawk. She's like, what?
Oh, my God. Yes. Every night I sleep in bed, it's exact. If I go like this, crack my knuckle, I go, can you not?
The fucking dog sleeps in between us, and he literally extends his arms and pushes me as hard as he can all night. Literally all night, I'm just wrestling a fucking dog. This, like, 40-pound dog. I'm just, like, pushing it.
So
eventually, every night around, like, 4 a.m., I pick him up and throw him off the bed.
Yeah, get the fuck off.
But every single night I spend, every time I sleep there, I get pushed by that dog for 3 hours before I go to sleep. And then I end up sleeping on the couch or something.
They extend their fucking...
Yeah, he extends his arms. It's so funny.
Dude, I, like, I guess I gotta fucking take this dog back with me.
You got a stray dog chilling with your dogs.
Otis came out and started humping the fuck out of my dumbass dog, and I was like, yes, dude.
Which dog? That's great. Which dog doesn't have friends?
Both of them.
Jackson, my girlfriend makes fun of me. No, Matilda has friends. She's like, Jackson has no friends. I'm like, Jackson's got fucking friends at the dog park. Just name one. I'm like, I don't know their fucking names.
The one handicapped.
I'm like, fuck you.
That's
dude.
True. If it's not Facebook official, they're not
Otis,
real
dude.
Friends.
Otis. I was like, yo, Jackson's got a friend. His name's Otis. Matilda doesn't even like him. It's no big deal. So that's what's up.
Nice. You got a new dog park friend?
Well, it's not really. It's just a field behind my house. I've been. It's the only banned? Place I can bring. Yeah, I can't really go back there anymore.
His dogs are fucking nuts.
Last time I went back there, dude, my dogs enter a dog park and it's just like the House of Pain video, dude. Every old dogs are like, it goes fucking nuts.
Did Fennell said that you were like, yeah, bring your dog out to the dog park?
I want big dogs to fuck my dog up, so like to teach him some fucking dog respect, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Riggins and Zeus will body some dogs, dude. Riggins,
Zeus
is a wolf. Riggins is like just the thickest bull.
Yeah, he's
dude.
a big
His
boy.
Head's like
dude,
this
yeah.
fucking big. I went over there today to let them out. They're so happy.
I need some dogs.
They're so
like,
nice.
They're good dogs.
But when they play, dude, it's like, holy yeah. shit, take it easy. Just, Riggins has to be like 150 pounds, dude. He's yeah, fucking man. Huge.
Jesus Christ.
He's fat, too, now. He's got these big-ass bitch hips. It's pretty great.
That is
Zeus has to be up there, too, doesn't he?
Zeus is probably like 130.
Yeah, you guys got a good 260-pound
dog
going over there.
He's a purebred German Shepherd, white German Shepherd. He's fucking crazy. One time he caught a bird when it was great. We were at the beach this summer with my family, and we were on the pool. It was a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking, we're like, yeah, it was the first time the whole trip that it was actually fun, because it was just my family.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You guys are fighting.
Fights the whole fucking time. Yeah. It's like, what do I want to fucking hang out with you guys? The only time a beach trip's fun is if you go with friends or like cousins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just your immediate family. That kind of sucks. Yeah. Well, you have three brothers, so that'd be fun. Yeah. But
that'd be tight.
I have two sisters and my fucking girlfriend there. It was like, eh.
Man, dude.
Like, let's go on that bike ride and get saltwater taffies. I'm like, I'm going to stay at the house.
I'm going to sit in the air conditioner.
This is retarded.
Yeah,
so we're all having fun in the pool. And then this fucking bird swooped too low. Flying mid-flight, this fucking German Shepherd jumps in the air and snatched a bird out of the air.
Fuck.
Nice.
And killed it. And I just heard my mom like, ah! I was in the pool like, what the fuck is going on? I look up, he's ripping a bird in half.
Holy
It's like, holy
fuck.
Shit,
wait, what kind
dude?
Of bird was it? Seagull?
No, it was just a bird. I don't know. Like a fucking sparrow.
That would be funny. It was on big dogs.
No,
seagulls.
No,
you ever see that?
Fast,
dude, you ever see a dead seagull?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking huge.
Yeah,
they are big. Killed a But here's one that fucked me up. This is a story that I'm just ripping from another podcast. This was on Legion of Skanks brought this up.
Yeah.
And the first time I heard it, I was driving and this affected me. I don't know if I told you this. You know the movie Milo and Otis?
Mm.
All right, so it was like my favorite movie as a little kid. It's about a pug puppy and a kitten.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and it's just a British voiceover, a narrator, and this pug puppy and a kitten are on this magical adventure. And it turns out, did you just fart?
No, I scratched the chair.
Oh. it turns out that like there's one scene where they're both in a box going down a river.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one scene where the kitten's about to get attacked by a bear and the pug chases it away.
Sounds great.
This is all real animals.
Yeah,
like,
this
isn't
course.
Like a cartoon.
I love those movies, dude. Air Bud.
Except the news that I was told by Legion of Skanks podcast was that these animals were all expendable and they died.
Wait.
Like they had like 30 pug puppies.
Stop,
to
dude.
Play Milo and Otis.
No, how old is this movie?
It's old. It's from like the 80s.
How the fuck? Oh, okay. I guess they could
and
get
And I think it
that.
Was made by the Japanese.
No, dude.
Yes, dude. So they were just like, I throw a dog at a bear? A bear and dog a fight?
I was wondering, like, how the fuck did they get them to
so
do
they
that?
Got a pug puppy to fight a bear.
And as soon as it mauled
like
it apart?
30 times for the bear to finally run away. But
Holy
it had to kill like 30
fuck.
Pug puppies.
Holy fuck.
And then they drowned a bunch of times in the box, apparently.
Oh my god!
That was like my favorite movie as a kid. When I heard that fucking bothered me tremendously.
It's fucking horrible!
Yeah.
Holy shit, man!
But yeah, we're not breaking news here on this story. But
I mean, to people who never heard that before, you're just connecting
the
dots.
Yeah, that was like,
fuck.
Just think of those Japanese businessmen.
That must have been funny with the director, like, sitting there with his hat in his chair. I'm like, oh, the fucking cunt. Fucking another puppy drowns. Like, get him out.
Oh.
That's fucked up. How many? It was a puppy and a cat?
Yeah.
How the fuck did they keep that cat fucking not cat from roaming off in the woods? Too. Fuck.
I mean, they would just film them doing random shit.
And then just put a voiceover.
And then a voiceover, like, and Milo was like, what's this over here? And it's just a cat looking at, like, a dandelion. But
death looks everywhere.
And then they would die constantly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was rough news.
I wonder how many Airbuds fucking died, dude. Golden receiver.
Hopefully none.
Golden receiver.
Maybe it got hit in the face. A couple spirals. Maybe they had a kid in there that was lacing it.
Didn't one of them get in trouble for, like, they put, like, a dog in the water for one of those movies? And, like, the dog was in, like, the rapids and they fished it out and they were trying to say that was, like, animal abuse.
I mean, might have been Milo and Otis.
No, it was, like, a retriever looking dog.
Maybe it was Homeward Bound. They had some dog action
movie,
going
dude.
There.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
It's really shitty.
Yeah, didn't Chance get hit with a bunch of porcupine needles? Quills?
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I wonder
that's animal abuse.
I wonder about the movie magic on that. There's probably another Japanese dude. Just a porcupine, shoot a dog with a needles.
That's fucked up, dude. Yeah, dude. Spike him up.
Anyway.